Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, last night was certainly interesting in the scoop wars on social media. Football Scoop saying one thing, Husker Online reporting another thing, and sounds like Husker Online was correct. We're joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The wars going on last night was one was saying John Garrison. You guys were saying Donovan Raiola is staying as Nebraska's offensive line coach. It appears that's the way they're going. What exactly was going on last night, and how confident are you that Raiola is going to be the guy for Nebraska's O-line coach, Sean?
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly call it a war. I mean, Scott Russell, the owner of Football Scoop, called me immediately. He goes, "Hey, man, my guy messed up. We're taking that down right now."
Okay.
I think we're making a little bit. That thing was up for like 5 minutes, and then they pulled their tweet. So I had no idea that was up. I'm like, well, you know, we had been contacted by four or five different sources that Raiola had had contact. With the line yesterday and let those guys know that he was coming back and was going to be the guy. So every indication now is that's the direction it's going. Things had been fairly quiet up until that point. But with visitors coming in this weekend, recruiting visitors, I think it is important that Rule has maybe more of a handle on kind of the direction of where some of these final hires are going, is there's going to be a lot of questions. I mean, one recruit I talked to this week, I mean, they didn't come, an in-state guy, they didn't come in on Sunday for that small gathering because they don't have a receivers coach yet. He's like, look, I don't want to come until I know who the receivers coach is. So I think it is important that you get a few of these things figured out, especially with the recruiting weekend. You know, if you've got a number of offensive linemen in this class and you're trying to get one or two more, I think you've got to let some of these guys know the direction that's heading.
Do we even know if John Garrison was interviewed? We don't really even know that, do we?
I don't know. I do think there's some interest with Garrison. He loved Nebraska. He played here. Some of his best friends still live here. I know John very well and ran into him a few times. I ran into him in Kansas City just randomly. I ran into him in Florida at camps over the years. He's a great guy, great Husker, and would have been a great hire here. But it's Matt Rule's show. He's going to do this the way he wants to do it. And I think there's been a lot of pushback on this deal. But it is Raiola just because of the way the season has gone or went for Nebraska. But when you take a few steps back, Raiola didn't even get a chance to bring guys in last year. The two transfers that were added, Shenander added one of them, and the other was kind of a Mickey Joseph connection in Kevin Williams. It wasn't like he was given much of an opportunity to change the line overnight. And then they lost Teddy Prochaska and Nuri Nwelle, their two best guys in terms of grades on Pro Football Focus. So he was dealt a tough hand of cards if you're trying to be objective about the situation. So we'll kind of see where it all goes. But, yeah, that's the direction we believe it's heading right now.
How is the reaction? I mean, how would you – loaded question. How would you characterize the reaction to the news?
Well, I'll put it this way. There's nine pages of – I made the post like at – when did we talk last night? 7?
10 o'clock.
9 o'clock hour?
10 o'clock, yeah. 10 o'clock.
Sure. I woke up, just got on right now. There's nine pages of
commentary. Yes.
The Husker Online moderators had a group email sent this morning concerned about – moderating that thread because there is quite a bit of reaction within that thread itself. But I think the biggest critique is, look, $7 million to put together, a really, really big staff. And Husker fans are smart people, and when you have that kind of money, I think they expected maybe like an outside hire like a John Garrison, someone that put a guy in the Outland Trophy a year ago at North Carolina State, had a very good run there, because the amount of money they're getting to hire the staff, I mean, you can do a lot with it. And, right now, I mean, we don't know that coordinator hire on defense and a few other key hires, but, it doesn't look like a lot of these hires are going to be much more than, you know, 450, 500, or the staff average could be much higher than that when you break it down.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, regarding a spot we don't know yet, at what point do you believe we might have an idea of Nebraska's next defensive coordinator under Matt Rhule?
Great question again. And once again, you go back to what these recruits tell you, because they actually get pretty good information. And you know, and a lot of people believe by this week's end, we'll have a very good idea of where it's heading, especially with these recruits coming in the next two weekends. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, if they're holding their decision or whatnot, a lot of it is because they don't know the specific coaches. And offensive line is one of those positions where you want to know who that guy is. And I think defensive coordinators in the same boat, that you want to have a better idea who that defensive coordinator is going to be.
Who? Give me some names. Two, three.
I mean, the Carolina Panther, Matt Rhule names that have been thrown out from the beginning are Mike Sarabo,
yes,
and Phil Snow.
Phil Snow. You know,
those would be kind of like his tree of Panther guys. Jeff Collins was another guy, the former Georgia Tech head coach I was throwing out, but I don't know if anything's there at that point. I think Jim Leonard remains the wild card in all this, especially with last night's announcement. You know, as far as where it's going, God said, your boy Patricus, he's had some wrong reads on this Leonard situation. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people were surprised once again that, you know, the information kind of turned on Jim Leonard, where he's leaving Wisconsin now, when it, you know, was reported that he's probably staying.
We know there's been discussions with Rhule and Leonard. I don't know how far they went. That would help matters.
Well, Nebraska's got a lot of money, I think, right now. I mean, they're
going to have some extra money if they're not.
I mean, you look at the staff. Other than Satterfield's going to be over $1 million, right?
Okay.
A lot of the other guys are going to probably be in that 450, 500 range, which is well below the average of the pool. And the strength coach is included in that number, is my understanding from talking to Nebraska's media relations department and getting some confirmation on that.
Yeah.
So you could have quite a bit of money to make a run at a guy like Jim Leonard. The question is, what's Jim Leonard looking for? What's on the table for him? But I think the news last night tells you that he's got something, you know, of note. And when that gets released or reported is the better question.
Who's what do you mean he's got something of note? Who's he? Who we talking
Leonard.
About?
Oh, Jim Leonard.
Oh, okay, not Rhule.
I'm saying Jim Leonard's announcement last night, doesn't it tell you that he's got something?
Probably, yes. I hope Rhule has something is what I'm saying there.
But Sean. Jim Leonard has put himself to me in a position where he can be in that, I don't want to say $2 million coordinator club, but he could be close to the $2 million coordinator club. Nebraska would have that kind of money in this pool based on the hires they've already made. I mean, nobody, like we've talked about it, commands $1 million or more as of now, other than Satterfield. Now, Jake Peets will be up there if he's on the staff, but the rest of the hires are kind of more in that standard going rate for guys.
I got a question. I'm just going to go ahead and do this. I'm being extremely obnoxious today, Sean. Donovan Raiola hired. Honeymoon over already?
I think, you know, it will be interesting to know why. Like, what the reasoning why the decision was. And I've tried to be – I was objective. I told you my thoughts that, look, did he get much of an opportunity to even recruit and build things the way he wanted on that line a year ago? And you know, what was Rhule's decision? Why was he the best guy for this job for Nebraska football? I mean, I think that's the question. Like, you can go a lot of ways with this hire on a very important position group. Why is this the best hire for Nebraska? And I think that's the question a Nebraska fan deserves to know the answer to.
Yeah. So I think people right now in the state have a little bit of a comparison problem. They look at to the West, Colorado, with Deion Sanders, the staff he might be assembling. You're hearing names out there like Tim Brewster, Willie Taggart. You know, they got Sean Lewis from Kent State, the head coach there, to be the OC. I mean, is that part of the problem? Is it the names you're hearing there comparing to what you're hearing at Nebraska as far as why there might be some trepidation right now?
Well, and Rhule kind of prepared us for this. Go back to his opening comments when he said, I want young, hungry assistants that want to go into 10 high schools a day when they recruit and grind, not big-name people, a la like a Tim Brewster, that might just go into one or two schools and do their thing and call it a day. Like, he kind of hinted at this already, that his approach was going to be building kind of younger guys that are going to fit what he wants to build this program with.
It's interesting, though, Sean, because, I mean, some coaches will tell you that the recruiting element and the importance of the label of good recruiter has been diminished by NIL. That,
oh, there's no question.
Well, then what's that? Why the emphasis on recruiters?
Do you think recruiting played a factor to get O'Shawn Mathis here?
No, money was the factor.
No, I mean, the NIL people met with O'Shawn before Nebraska ever did. I mean, they handled that. Casey Thompson, met with NIL before he ever talked with the coaches on campus. So, you're right, Sip. I mean, there's other factors now involved, and as NIL grows, NIL is going to be to get these bigger name recruits a bigger part of things going forward. And it's important to be a good recruiter, but I do think it's going to be de-emphasized a little bit more when the NIL element comes into play, because the coaches can't, sell NIL on the road. They can't, break down the different things to the prospects when they talk to them. I mean, it's a whole different thing that somebody else has to do, not tied to the school.
Yeah. You sure?
Sean, always good stuff. Thank you for the time today. We will chat with you again.
Keep Sip going. Get him his coffee.
Sean, I've been trying. I told him before the show to get it. He did not get it intentionally. He wanted to be surly in the first segment.
Didn't want to be surly.
And he was, Sean. He's got coffee now, though. We're working on it.
That's better now.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
We didn't. Yeah. And
Sean's worried about you.
I know. Well,
he's worried about you.
He knows how I am about these things.
Sean's worried, we're all worried.
I try to be reasonable. We didn't ask him about Ben Bramer. Ben Bramer decommits from Nebraska and is headed to Iowa State. Nebraska also got a recruit.
Yeah.
Bryce Turner from Bay City, Texas. 10.25 100 guy. Didn't have his offer list was Eastern Washington, Prairie View A&M, a couple schools I hadn't heard of. But he's a flyer. He's a flyer.
He can run. He's fast.
He's a flyer.
Mailbag and Song of the Day is next, an early break in the ticket.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.